Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Mona, M-O-N-A, Harris, H-A-R-R-O-S, 319-25-7277. It's a 47-year-old woman, was in the Navy for 2.5 years. She got out when her son was 6 months old, and they were about to send her on a ship for 6 weeks old, and she didn't want to be separated, so she has been out of the Navy for some time. Patient is not able to go downtown to get cared for. She has a history of tinnitus, headache, and depression. Period. In the paragraph, she saw a specialist for Navy specialist at the VA for depression. They told her that she has not really talked to anyone, has not really sought medical attention, and they can't really talk to her about depression. Period. The paragraph, Maria tells me that she's been depressed for years. Everyone in her family knows she's depressed. She has trouble with concentration. She's gained weight. She's tired all the time. She sleeps all the time. She's not interested in life, not interested in sex. Doesn't want to hurt herself, though. Recently, she also has had tinnitus to go along with her depression and her increased blood pressure. Period. In the paragraph, she's lost 40 pounds. Her sleep apnea that she had before got improved, but she feels like she's still having issues with sleep apnea, and she's gained some of the weight back. Surgeries, tubal ligation, and weight loss surgery. Medical problems, anxiety, depression, increased weight, sleep apnea. Medication, only vitamins. She's not on any vitamins. Allergy, no drug allergy. Social, has 3 children. Last period was 2/5/25. She's premenopausal. Drinks very little, doesn't use drugs, married for 25 years, has 3 children. She definitely has trouble sleeping, mood problems, mood disturbance, upset. In 2020, she was has been having issues with tinnitus and depression and anxiety. Has been on some medication, but she can't remember what. She finally gave up on it. Her blood pressure has also been up and down. This is under review of system. And tried different medication. Her blood pressure 150 over 102. We talked about how increased blood pressure could also be affecting her mood, her depression, and her tinnitus. Period. Some blood pressure medication caused tiredness. Some caused cough, and that's why she ended up without them. Family history, hypertension, colon cancer with dad. Patient's colonoscopy is up to date, blood work up to date from 2 months ago. She's going to bring a copy of it. For me, mammogram was done a year ago, which was with him up to date. Other issues include decreased concentration, not being able to think clearly. She works for Avatar, A-V-A-T-A-R Hospice. She's an executive secretary, and she's having a hard time doing her job. Insomnia, mood disturbance, again, not difficulty with sexual performance as well. 191 pounds, 95%, 98.6, 18, 80, 150 over 102. Heart positive, stone positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture, JVD, skin shows, no rash, because with the energy, non-focal. Allergy, non-drug allergy. Assessment, here we have a 47-year-old woman with hypertension on numerous medication because of side effects. She stopped taking all of them. I'm going to start on irbesartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 150, 12.5, one a day. Next number, as far as her depression is concerned, she clearly has signs and symptoms of depression. She's not suicidal. She doesn't want to hurt herself or others. Lexapro, 10 milligram will be started. Next number, we'll get a copy of her blood work. Next number, we'll see again in 2 weeks. Next number. She also needs B12 supplementation since she had weight loss surgery some years ago. I told her about how weight loss is absorbed. How B12 is absorbed, so she's going to get 1 cc every 2 to 3 weeks sub-Q. She works with a lot of nurses. They can give it injections. She was given the prescription for that. Next number, some blood pressure medication caused cough. Next number, some caused tiredness. Next number, we're going to stay away from those medications. Next number, clearly has symptoms of clinical depression. Next number, Lexapro may need to be increased. Next number, patient is premenopausal, which also increases her chances of depression. Nixon is not interested in hormonal replacement and or bioidentical hormonal replacement, but we'll talk to her some more further. Nixon was increased weight. Nixon was tinnitus multifactorial. Nixon may need to see a specialist through the VA. Nixon may need to do an audiology evaluation as well. Nixon's findings were discussed with patient at length. Nixon's possible sleep apnea. She has lost 45 pounds, and she feels like she's sleeping 100% better. Nevertheless, she may need to have a sleep study then, which may be contributing to her blood pressure as well. We talked about this at length. Nixon's colonoscopy is up to date. Nixon's mammogram is up to date. Thank you.